The devil doesn't fear us by ourselves. He fears God. Those who pray that he fears are those who are able to go to the Lord and bring down the power of God. That's who is feared. Who's going to be feared in New England? It are those Christians who can lay hold upon the Lord and they can cry out and God answers them. You see, when God comes, that's what shakes the foundations of the kingdom of darkness. You need God to come. That's always been it. Wherever revival has come, wherever conversions come, wherever churches spring up, what is it? It's not some guy that suddenly got some initiative and got some idea. It's God comes. God comes. We've got to have God come. But these prayers are not ineffectual because we see in Scripture that our prayers can call God down. He is pleased to do that. He is pleased in His sovereignty to delegate to us Christians prayer by which we may lay hold on His arm. Say, God, help us. God, our feet are right here. Crush His head under them. God, help us. Empower us. The weapons of our warfare get energized by Him. Mighty through God. God powerful is what we need them to be. We need God to empower us. We need God to empower us when we're in the pulpit. We need God to empower us when we go out on the streets. You need God to empower you when you go into your workplace or you go into your school. Brethren, if we don't have God, we are dead in the water. And if He's told us there are things I am pleased to give you, but you do not have because you do not pray, put your hyper-Calvinism away. And I'll tell you this, your Reformed faith is not going to win the day. Sometimes we get that idea. Well, we hold to the perseverance of the saints. We drop that Arminianism. We're this, we're that. And therefore, we think we're guaranteed of success. Brethren, that is not true. There are lots of cold, dead hyper-Calvinists that will no more win New England than the Hindus that I hear have a new place of worship close by here. Brethren, dead in the water. Calvinism doesn't call God down. But brethren, I'll tell you, humble dependence on Him does. Humble dependence on Him does.